The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of October, 2008. It's the anniversary of the opening of the Erie Canal, 1825, connecting the Atlantic Ocean with the Great Lakes, 360 miles long, 40 feet wide, 4 feet deep, just deep enough to float barges carrying 30 tons of freight. And when the canal was opened on this day in 1825, cannons were lined up along the towpath just in earshot of each other. They fired one after another from Lake Erie to New York City. They finished the relay in 81 minutes. It's the birthday of the gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, New Orleans, 1911. Orphaned in early childhood, the family house right next to a church where the girl first heard gospel music. She also heard blues singers Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey, but she refused to sing anything but gospel. Mahalia Jackson said, "When you sing gospel, you have a feeling there's a cure for what's wrong. But when you are through with the blues, you've got nothing to rest on." And it's the birthday of Hillary Clinton, born Hillary Rodham in Chicago, 1947. Daughter of a man who sold draperies, he was so frugal that even on the coldest winter nights, he'd turn the heat off and then get up early in the morning to warm up the house before anyone else arose. He was a Republican, and Hillary Rodham started her political life as a Republican campaigning for Barry Goldwater in the 1964 presidential election. She was president of the Wellesley Young Republicans her first year of college. But within a couple of years, under the influence of the civil rights movement and the anti-war movement, she shifted over and as a junior campaigned for Eugene McCarthy. Her senior year, she wrote a thesis about the strategies and tactics of a radical community activist, which, while she was First Lady, the White House suppressed. She became the first student ever at Wellesley to deliver the formal graduation address, and she got a 7-minute ovation for it. Went to law school at Yale. There she met Bill Clinton. They started dating. They lived together for a while. And finally, after campaigning together for George McGovern, they were married in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hillary Clinton, the author of It Takes a Village and her autobiography, Living History, came out in 2003 and sold over 1 million copies within the first month. Here's a poem for today by Tom C. Hunley, entitled The Dental Hygienist. She said, "Open up." So I showed her my teeth, a chipped white fence that keeps my tongue penned in. She rinsed my mouth. She suctioned my cheek. She said, "How do you like this town?" So I said, "Oh," though I meant more every day. And she said, "Gorgeous weather." So I said, "Oh," though I meant in my mouth? And she didn't say anything. So I said, "Ho," and "Ho," though I'm not sure what I meant. And she took me to mean, "Would you like to go out tonight?" And "To an expensive restaurant?" When I arrived with a bouquet of roses, she stuffed them in my mouth. She told me all about her feelings, how she feels about fillings, how she feels about failures. She said, "Open up." She said, "It's like pulling teeth, trying to get men to talk about their feelings." So I said, "Oh," though I meant, "You smell prettier than the flowers in my mouth." And I said, "Oh," though I meant, "I'm afraid of dying alone." She said I was a good conversationalist and showed me her perfect teeth. I felt an ache in my jaw. I felt drool crawling down my chin. A poem, The Dental Hygienist, by Tom C. Hunley, from his collection Octopus, published by Logan House Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Help keep our podcasts and streaming free. Your gift right now will help pay for this service. Contribute by October 31st, 2008. Go to thewritersalmanac.org/contribute. Thank you.